Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 14, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Hey, tonight, don't forget Powerball, $195 million, $90 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. As I always say, play wisely and good luck to you there. Do not put away the sweaters and do not put away the jackets. Now, it's going to be a little chilly, primarily during the morning hours and then over the during the overnight hours.
Yes.
The daytime temps, like normal midday temps, not so bad, are they?
Middle
50s, 60s, something like that.
The high tomorrow is going to be like 47.
Okay.
And the days to come after that are going to be warmer, quote unquote.
All right. Andrew McKay, tomorrow morning. you can talk to him about that.
You can hear him through his chittering teeth.
Absolutely. Yeah. He'll be in at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on News Radio 92.3.
And honestly, with it already being 6:15, we'll go ahead and crack out the traffic and weather together update. This update is brought to you by, drum roll please, because I didn't pull it up, Lear Capital. Alrighty, our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. We typically don't have much going on this time every evening. As for the weather, 54 degrees right now, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, as I said, Thursday's high is going to be 47, but the low is going to be 29.
Stocks end up amid renewed tariff threats from the White House. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks closing higher and the S&P 500 notching its second straight record close as investors parsed minutes from the Fed's January policy meeting and digested the latest tariff announcements from President Trump. The president says he intends to impose auto tariffs in the neighborhood of 25%, along with similar duties on semiconductor and pharmaceutical imports. According to minutes from the Fed's two-day policy meeting, officials say that they want to see further progress on inflation before deciding to cut interest rates once again. The Dow winners, Johnson & Johnson, Microsoft, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, McDonald's, and Salesforce. The Dow up 71 points, the Nasdaq up 15, S&P 500 up 15. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, one of our top stories here nationally regarding President Trump criticizing Ukrainian President Zelensky on social media. In a Truth Social post, Trump described Zelensky as a modestly successful comedian who talked the U.S. into going into war that couldn't be won. This comes a day after Trump suggested Ukraine started the war with Russia, and he went on to call Zelensky a dictator without elections, claiming that he is very low in Ukrainian polls.
Okay, brace yourself. 26 days and counting, the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce presents the 38th annual St. Patty's Day pub crawl. This is an event. I've had so many friends with doing this thing. They love it. It's Monday, March 17th. Go Irish on the island, featuring 18 beach bars, restaurants, hotels. New this year, the pub crawl will officially end with a green fireworks display, 8 p.m., lighting up the Pensacola Beach sky in true Irish spirit. I didn't write that. I plagiarized that one.
Yeah,
I stole that
ad-libbing line there.
Okay, communities across the South, one thing we can agree on, everybody's getting their share of snow and cold weather.
Even
I'm
us.
I'm glad, well, we've had ours, put it in the back window and put it, let it go away. We don't want to deal with it. But communities across the South have been hit with a round of snowstorms. Jonathan Seary tells us more from Fulton, Kentucky.
Just as last weekend's floodwaters were beginning to recede, storm survivors in Kentucky and Tennessee are now dealing with snow and sub-freezing temperatures. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says two of the latest deaths occurred in the Louisville area and involve a man and woman believed to be homeless.
Both appear to have died by hypothermia. So that should tell all of us that the weather conditions are as dangerous as that water is.
In neighboring Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee has ordered the temporary closure of state offices in all three regions of his state, and he's urging residents to stay home if possible because of ice on roads. In Fulton, Kentucky, Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
And two people are dead after a mid-air collision between two small planes in southern Arizona. Marana police said the incident happened just before 8:30 this morning, their time, at the city's regional airport. That's about 20 miles northwest of Tucson, and it's unclear what led up to the incident, but the FAA and NTSB are both investigating.
Okay, Pensacola's closing more local streets earlier ahead of this year's Mardi Gras parades. Mayor Reeves says it's all about security.
If you have ever been down there during the Saturday parade on Main Street, and you see the volume of people that are on both sides, all four corners of Palo Fox and Main, with traffic still continuing to flow, with parade floats coming around and coming out on Main Street, it's pretty significant. And I think you could probably see why that's a major concern for us.
Okay, Reeves says the city will no longer tolerate any unauthorized cars parked inside that parade route.
The most significant change that our citizens will see is we will be closing the east-west thoroughfare of Main Street about one hour before the parade. That has traditionally stayed open, and it will again stay open during the hours leading up to the parade, but that will close 1 hour before.
All righty, 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Governor DeSantis signing three agreements between state agencies and federal immigration officials. Details on what those involve and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, 625. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Andrew Gold. Lonely Boy.
Yes.
That was a big song. That was a huge song. I think he's like one of the one-hit wonders type songs. You know, you don't hear very much from him.
I don't know another song by him.
There you go.
So I'll take your word
for
it.
There you go. Hey, Governor DeSantis carrying out President Trump's mass deportation agenda. New legislation mandates the death penalty for immigrants who commit capital offenses while in the country illegally and will increase penalties for crimes committed by immigrants in the country illegally as well. So there you go. A big thing coming out of Philadelphia this afternoon. The SS United States finally leaving Pier 82 and heading south towards Mobile, Alabama.
The SS United States, a ship with the distinction of being the fastest across the Atlantic, is on its way to Florida. The ship, christened in 1952, was a luxury liner that could be used in wartime to transport thousands of troops. It measures about 100 feet longer than the Titanic. As air travel became the way most people traveled across the ocean, its use diminished, leading to retirement in 1969. It has spent the last 29 years docked in Philadelphia. This final voyage will take the SS United States to Destin, Florida, where it will be sunk and made part of the largest artificial reef in the world. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And since it's just past 6:25, we'll go ahead and crank out the traffic and weather together. Let's see what we got here. Not much going on the roads. Thank you for being safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 30 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 47, low of 29.
Okay, the first criminal deportation in the name of Lincoln Riley has happened.
The Lincoln Riley Act has been invoked for the first time. An Indiana prosecutor using the new law named for the murdered nursing student to deport a Guatemalan national who caused a fatal car wreck. Domingo Juan, prosecutors say, was in the U.S. illegally, driving without a license when he caused the crash, killing a 27-year-old man. Since he wasn't speeding or under the influence, the prosecutors turned to the Lincoln Riley Act, which mandates penalties for any illegal migrant who causes death or serious bodily harm. President Trump signed the new law just 3 weeks ago for Lincoln, killed by a Venezuelan migrant in Georgia, who was previously arrested but paroled into the U.S. under the Biden term. The first anniversary of her murder is this weekend. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And since we've already touched on DeSantis and immigration, let's merge the two once again. The governor signing three agreements allowing state agencies to work alongside federal immigration officials and interrogate any person believed to be in the country illegally. Those include the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, oddly enough. DeSantis says the understanding with the Federal Department of Homeland Security will allow those state agencies to work seamlessly with federal authorities.
Well, it seems like the toll system in NYC, that congestion price system that they were going to implement, raising tolls during certain parts of the day in Manhattan. It's not going to fly with the Trump administration. They are ending the first price system in the U.S. Jared Halpin has more from Washington.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says New York City's congestion pricing is a slap in the face to working-class Americans and small business owners, and says he will work with the state to put an orderly termination to the toll. New York City launched the pricing plan early last month, imposing a $9 toll on most passenger cars entering Manhattan. President Trump, a native New Yorker, vowed to kill the plan when he took office. Revenue raised from the tolls was projected to bring in billions of dollars for the city's mass transit system. New York's transit agency says it has filed papers in federal court to ensure the program will continue. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And you may have heard us jawing about this late afternoon. Florida lawmakers considering eliminating property taxes. A bill was filed by Republican Senator Jonathan Martin yesterday that would launch a study to look into the possible change. The legislation suggests replacing property tax revenues through budget reductions and sales-based taxes. Governor Ron DeSantis voiced support for the effort in a post on the social media platform X just last week.
Sales tax, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that thing that Florida's renowned for not having?
Oh, I understand. Totally. Okay, that's questionable. Gulf Coast Kids House, they are orchestrating a free 12-week therapy group session. By the way, this is for adults who have experienced childhood sexual abuse. This could be pretty important. The group meets Tuesday, 5:30. Child care will be provided. For more information and to reserve a spot, you can email counselor@gulfcoastkidshouse.org. Better still, 850-713-5710. So if you would like to check it out, it's Gulf Coast Kids House. Coming up in 7 minutes, we've got a slew of sports to pass along to you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are in a war of words over peace talks with Russia. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
President Trump is trashing Volodymyr Zelensky as a modestly successful comedian and a dictator without elections. The relationship frayed because after Trump blamed the Russian invasion on Ukraine and Democrats condemned Trump, Zelensky did too.
President Trump announcing reciprocal tariffs last week against U.S. trading partners. The president claims his tariffs are already generating a lot of revenue.
It's really meant more for bringing countries and companies into our country, but it's the numbers are rather staggering.
But some economists and even some Republicans are warning the import taxes will be passed on to consumers. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump says he could broaden U.S. tariffs to include imports on cars, pharmaceuticals, and semiconductors. Trump said the duties would be around 25% in increase over the course of a full year, possibly starting as early as this April 2nd. It's not currently known if the tariffs would apply to all vehicles coming into the U.S. or be targeted towards certain countries. Apple announced a new iPhone model that supports AI today, priced lower than its main iPhones. It's called the iPhone 16e, and it'll retail for $599 when it goes on sale later this month. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the S&P 500 setting a fresh record for the second session in a row. The Dow gained 71, the S&P and NASDAQ both gained 14. U.S. crude oil futures for March are down slightly, residing just above $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Here are my five best players for the 2025 NFL Draft. Tight end Tyler Warren out of Penn State takes the fifth spot. Bastion Gentry out of Boise State runs his way all the way up to the fourth spot. Next, the 2024 unanimous All-American defensive tackle Mason Graham out of Michigan is the third best player. Then the two-way star Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter finds himself in the second spot. And the preeminent player in this draft is the edge rusher out of Penn State in Abdul Carter. I'm Zach Gelb.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. so the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The band was called Ace. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. And that was probably one of their biggest, if not, I think they had a couple of hits out there, but How Long? That was a good one. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, Wednesday afternoon, tonight, as a matter of fact, in just a few minutes right now, Miami taking on FSU basketball from Tallahassee, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off, and you can catch that game on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Should be a pretty good game. You were mentioning something about that game, about Miami really being bad.
Miami's had a rough go of it because their, what's their coach's name? It's a weird name. Caranega? It's something like that. He stepped down early in the season or whatever, and they're like 6-19 on the year.
Not
they're
good.
In tally. Mm-hmm. Florida State should have that one regardless of their own issues.
Yeah. What I'm going to say, you can hear that game live. In just a few mines from right now.
Yeah, that's what matters.
ESPN, but that's exactly what matters. Hey, it was another brutal hockey road week for the good guys as the Flyers split the weekend series against Birmingham. In the process, they lose Gary Graham as their head coach. Rod Aldoff back in the skipper seat. Ice Flyers return home this weekend against Evansville. Three-game series beginning Friday. Game Friday and the game Saturday I don't want to say tip-off because we're talking basketball. Let me switch it over here. The puck will drop at 7:05 Friday and Saturday. Then Sunday, it'll drop at 4:05.
All righty. And, you know, I want to get back to – because I know we're going to be revisiting this soon. So I'll go ahead and get this out of the way now. Some of the biggest games tonight nationally happening in the college basketball scene. One of them underway right now, Vanderbilt at ranked Kentucky. Kentucky's number 17 in the nation. Vandy's beating them 35-34, 3 minutes to go until half. The other ranked teams playing tonight are number one Auburn hosting Arkansas, number four Alabama at number 15 Mizzou, and number 10 St. John's at DePaul. Those games all getting underway at 8 o'clock.
Okay, let's go ahead and do a recap here. Brigham Young defeated Kansas. UConn took a win against Villanova, and Jared Max has this sports updates for us.
Fox Sports Update.
A major upset in college basketball. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. In Provo Tuesday, unranked Brigham Young scored a most lopsided win by 34 points over 23rd-ranked Kansas, which
equals the largest margin of defeat for a Kansas team under Bill Self. And for BYU, the largest margin of victory ever against a ranked opponent, 91-57, BYU.
On ESPN, BYU led Kansas by as many as 38 points. The Cougars picked up their third straight win. Kansas has lost back-to-back games for the first time this season.
That's it. Connecticut was down 53-39, and they felt very much like the back-to-back national champs in the final 11 minutes this evening.
On Fox Sports 1, unranked UConn closed out Villanova, scoring 27 of the game's final 33 points. UConn trailed Villanova 34-26 at halftime, won the game 66-59. Second-ranked Florida improved its record to 23-3 with an 85-63 blowout win over Oklahoma. Fifth-ranked Houston won at Arizona State 80-65. Seventh-ranked Texas A&M lost at number 21 Mississippi State 70-54. Eighth-ranked Iowa State beat Colorado 79-65. Ninth-ranked Texas Tech lost to TCU 69-66. Number 11 Wisconsin waxed Illinois 95-74. 14th-ranked Michigan State defeated number 13 Purdue 75-66. 16th-ranked Marquette mauled Seton Hall 80-56. The NBA will return from the All-Star break tonight. Only one game on the schedule, the Lakers home against the Hornets. LeBron James, who sat out Sunday's All-Star game because of lingering pains in his ankle and foot, listed questionable to play. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Hey, Chris, I just wanted to let you know this isn't sports-related, but a texter dropped in. And by the way, you are more than welcome to text at any time, 850-437-1620. Thank you so much for your feedback. No, we had a texter earlier, actually going back to just before the Fox News break. We talked about the whole thing about property tax in the state of Florida.
Sales tax.
Yeah. And someone, this is just a mix-up I wanted to address. Someone was mentioning the difference between sales tax and state tax. I had made a remark about the whole state tax thing. That was a mix-up on my part. So, yes, sales taxes, not state tax. That's my bad. just wanted to let you know.
Well,
that was a mix-up. My bad.
Sure,
I apologize.
They're going to sleep better tonight on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Charges filed against charges actually have been filed against several people linked to robberies of pro athletes across the U.S. We know we've talked about this, especially when football season was in. I know Patrick Mahomes was a victim, and also Taylor Swift's boyfriend. What's his name?
Travis Kelce.
just kidding. Travis Kelce. And others had been robbed. Jared Max has a report.
The U.S. Department of Justice unsealed a complaint Tuesday in Tampa, Florida, in which seven men from Chile, ranging in age from 20 to 38, part of a South American theft group, were charged with conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property for allegedly robbing over $2 million worth of valuables from the homes of American star pro athletes. Among the victims, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, the NBA's Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks. A player on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was also a victim of the robbery scheme. Police in Minnesota said last week the same alleged thieves are linked to the robbery of the home of the Timberwolves' Mike Conley last September. If convicted, each of the men faces up to 10 years in federal prison. Jared Max, Fox News.
That's what you get for being goofballs. So, something we were talking about earlier this week was the USA and Canada rematch in the Four Nations face-off. Well, tickets for the championship game getting underway tomorrow are apparently selling at Super Bowl prices. The cheapest ones allegedly are around $1,200. The most expensive ones, though, are anywhere from the $2,000 to $4,000 range.
Okay, it is 6:43, News Radio 92.3. You know, you mentioned about, well, we've been talking about this and talking about this. This just brings to my mind, you can go to our app, the News Radio 92.3 app,
right?
And we've got the shows for you. You can go back and listen to them.
Yes, you can.
And you can hear exactly what we're babbling about in terms of, like, well, we were talking about this a few days ago. You can hear it for firsthand and for your very self there by just going to the app and check that out.
Well-placed plug there.
Okay. Hey, listen, Fox Nation, this is happening tonight, by the way. Fox Nation rolling out a new series focused on college football. It's going to be a good one.
Fox Nation debuts a new docuseries Wednesday called The Tides That Bind, Inside Alabama Football. It'll spotlight the accounts of the players, coaches, and staff of the Alabama Crimson Tide in their first season after the retirement of legendary coach Nick Saban and first season under coach Kalen DeBoer. Fox Nation got unrestricted access to one of the most storied programs in college football. There are 6 episodes that will drop weekly through the spring. Episode 1 is titled Faith. It captures the most dramatic high point of the season for the Crimson Tide, their remarkable win over Georgia. A direct-to-consumer on-demand streaming service, Fox Nation says the series will delve behind the scenes of the team as they adapt to a year of unprecedented change. Players are showcased through spring ball, summer workouts, fall camp, and the 2024 season and postseason. Jared Max, Fox News.
Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on. That's par for the course every time, this time every afternoon, that is. So thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a sunny, clear, beautiful day, but it's going to be very cold. High of 47, low of 29.
Okay, the days are getting longer as spring creeps a little bit closer. 18 days now until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 29 days. That will happen on March 20th. And why do I bring this to your attention? Because when it's cold, like we're going to be experiencing during the early morning hours for the next few days, your utility bills can go up because you're going to warm those houses and you want to stay warm. Well, Hillary Barsky has a few tips on saving you money.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Your utility bills can get steep each month, but there are small steps you can take to reduce them, like unplugging unused appliances, washing your clothes a different way, cooking with certain energy-saving appliances, or setting your thermostat to the right temperature. Another good measure is to try to make sure your heating and cooling systems aren't being overworked by changing your filters on a regular basis and keeping your home's vents clean. And when it's cold outside, it's important to insulate as much of your home as possible. Your attic floors and walls are great places to start, and also check that drafts around doors and windows are sealed. And try not to run your dishwasher until it's completely full, or wash your clothes in hot or warm water, which takes a lot of energy. Try to switch to cold water and let your clothes air dry naturally if you can. You don't have to invest in pricey new energy-efficient appliances just to cut down on energy costs, but when you're ready to upgrade, invest in energy-efficient options. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:47, News Radio 92.3. While we're talking about the weather and temperatures and this whole genre, winter storm conditions persist throughout the U.S., including an area that's basically still reeling from hurricane damage. Robert Ray has the latest from Boone, North Carolina.
February has been tough as far as winter across America. And in western North Carolina, an area that is still reeling, recovering, rebuilding from Hurricane Helene last September, they've been taking it on the chin with ice storms last week and now snow moving into the higher elevations like Boone, sitting at over 3,000 feet, the town under a winter weather advisory as snow is falling, rock salt being dropped and plows ready if indeed the snow begins to pile up. This storm moving east and could impact some of the areas in Virginia and eastern North Carolina, creating record snowfalls. In Boone, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
All righty, and pro-Palestinian protests, unsurprisingly, returning to UCLA. Several dozen students and others marched onto Westwood campus yesterday, holding signs that urged the university to divest from its investments in Israeli-owned businesses. The protest comes after President Donald Trump suggested that Palestinians from Gaza should be relocated to nearby countries while the U.S. takes control of the Gaza Strip.
Okay, they're probably doing all that around Murphy Hall. That's the main student union building there on the UCLA campus. Spent many days on that place. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office alerting residents about an active scam involving letters falsely claiming recipients have outstanding warrants or unpaid loans. Scammers trick victims into sending money or providing sensitive information. Now listen, if you receive a suspicious letter, report it immediately to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, 850-983-1100.
Well, and along with that, something else you've mentioned earlier this afternoon was the scams, and we've mentioned these before.
Yeah,
involving toll booth stuff.
Absolutely.
And funny enough, I had one of those earlier today.
I got one just a few days ago back. You know, yeah. And I get them pretty often, but yeah, it was the exact same scam that I was telling you, our listeners, that actually came in. And I said, this looks pretty familiar.
Yeah.
You know?
And another subject matter, that we've been revisiting. The Vatican says Pope Francis is resting well, and blood tests show a slight improvement after he was diagnosed with pneumonia in both of his lungs. He's had a long struggle with respiratory issues. The Vatican confirmed he received a visit today from Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who said she found him alert and responsive.
Okay. Governor DeSantis confirming more than 142 million visitors came to the state in 2024, setting the record from 2023. Visit Pensacola CEO Darian Schaefer says the local area had more than 2.5 million visitors last year. That's a 2% increase from 2023.
And speaking of Florida folks, a new poll finds that most Florida voters support legalizing recreational marijuana. The survey from the University of North Florida's Public Opinion Research Lab shows that 67% of voters either strongly or somewhat support allowing adults to possess legal cannabis. However, this is a bit contradictory, as a measure on last November's ballot failed after it didn't reach the 60% threshold needed to pass.
Okay, researchers say the more positive the relationship, it's a better situation. Here's the benefits we're talking about. House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Studies show maintaining positive relationships is a key factor in human longevity, but adding stress to a relationship could have reverse effects. Stress is often linked to health concerns like anxiety, insomnia, and fatigue. Rosie Schrout, a professor at Purdue University, says relationship stress should be considered a public health priority because of its potential risks.
Distressed spouses not only have an increased risk for divorce, but also for disease development and early mortality.
Schrout says the hormone called cortisol is responsible for the body's stress response, which can lead to health issues if it remains high, because people with stressed out partners who use negative behaviors during conflict had higher cortisol levels, even for hours after the conflict ending. Schrout notes if you're in a stressful relationship, the first thing you should do is talk things out and listen to each other. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
All righty, around this time every hour, I'd like to give you your Wall Street numbers. One last reminder for you this evening. Wall Street closing with stocks higher today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 71 points to 44,627. The S&P 500 rose 14 points to 6,144. And the NASDAQ gained 15 to 2056.
Tomorrow morning, beginning 7:30, Escambia Sheriff's Office hosting free coffee with a cop. They're going to do it at the Parking Latte. This is on North Highway 29. Great opportunity to ask questions. Great opportunity to learn more about the Sheriff's Office and what and the work they actually do. 6:52. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. Time for a TMZ Break News Minute.
I'm Branson Quirk, and this is the TMZ Minute. Blake Lively's amended lawsuit alleges Justin Baldoni sexually harassed her and made two other women uncomfortable on It Ends With Us. She claims Baldoni acknowledged complaints in writing, contradicting his denial. Her lawyers also accuse his attorney of spreading false information to damage her credibility. A$AP Rocky has been found not guilty in his assault trial, avoiding a possible 24-year sentence. Rihanna, emotional in court, embraced his attorney as Rocky thanked the jury for saving his life. She later reacted on Instagram, writing, "The glory belongs to God and God alone. Thankful, humbled by his mercy." Jason Kelce says Taylor Swift has had a staggering impact on Travis Kelce, helping him mature since their relationship began. He compared Travis to Peter Pan in The Lost Boys, but noted he's evolving. Despite the changes, Jason insists his brother still has his signature youthful enthusiasm. I'm Branson Quirk, and that was the TMZ Minute.
All righty, 6:53 almost here, so we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got an update on Jay-Z's situation regarding his now-dismissed rape case. He says it's still causing him grief. I don't imagine that it isn't. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now. Angus is sounding pretty good tonight. Angus Lynn, Chris Bryan, and Austin Price. AC/DC.
Yes.
Great song. Well, what a classic song that is.
Yeah. Some people know that one. It's a bit of a deep track. Maybe, hopefully, a few people will know it.
I'm sure a lot of people will know that song.
Yes, they will.
You were talking about this. I went and pulled up some audio and sounders for this story. Two people have died after a mid-air collision between two small planes. This happened in southern Arizona, just outside of Tucson. Christian Goodwin has more.
Marana police responding to the Marana Regional Airport about 20 miles northwest of Tucson, revealing two small fixed-wing single-engine planes collided mid-air, killing at least two people. Not sharing additional details, the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Last week in Arizona, a pilot was killed at Scottsdale Airport after a private jet veered off the runway and collided with another jet that was parked. Aviation safety remains in the spotlight after a number of recent fatal aviation incidents in North America, the most recent involving a Delta jet that flipped on its roof while landing in Toronto. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And just past 6:55 here, one last very quick check of the roads and weather. Roads are looking good. Weather's cold. 54 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 47, low of 29.
Okay, interesting. Santa Rosa County Animal Services are implementing new operating hours, opening Monday through Saturday, starting March 3rd. The move is an effort to enhance care for animals and improve accessibility for the community. Shelter provides care for approximately 3,500 lost, displaced, and victimized animals each year. Go to the website for those. The I'll give you the average. It's like 8 to 4:30. Some days it's 8 to 4, but it does vary. So go ahead and take care of that. They do some really good stuff over at that shelter.
Absolutely. And hinted at this before the break, Jay-Z's now dismissed rape case still causing him grief. A lawsuit accused the rapper and Sean Diddy Combs of raping a minor in 2000, but was dismissed last week. In a new filing, Jay-Z's blaming attorney Tony Busby for what he calls career-ending accusations. Jay-Z says the accusations cost him $20 million.
Okay, there's news about who's going on tour in Fox Country.
A letter to my mama.
I'm Michelle Polino. Vince Gill is heading out on tour, hitting over 30 cities starting May 8th and wrapping up with a four-night homecoming at the Ryman in Nashville. After spending the last 8 years touring with the Eagles, Gill is making his return to solo shows, including stops at Boston's Orpheum Theater, the legendary Chicago Theater, and New York's Beacon Theater. We'll also head back to Tulsa, close to where it all started, marking 50 years since he left Oklahoma to chase his dream. Same old me with country music star Dierks Bentley is hitting the road this year with a new 30-plus city tour. The Broken Branches tour kicks off in late May. Zach Top and the band Lula are set to open for Bentley. The run begins May 29th in Austin, Texas. They will make four stops in California and wrap in Clarkston, Michigan. The ticket window opens for both Friday. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
All right, and the first trailer being released for A24's Bring Her Back. The film is about a brother and sister who discover a disturbing secret in their foster mother's home. It hits theaters this summer.
Okay, Jazz Society of Pensacola canceling the 43rd annual Jazz Fest. That event usually happens in April. Funding, statewide funding, they fall victim to that. I hope they can recover next year. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, inviting you back 4 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be here doing this on News Radio 92.3. See you then.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.